3rd, I got to see when I attended Iceland Airwaves in Reykjavik. They were spectacular. So that is one to add to your calendar. Actually, all of these are ones to add to your calendar because live music is the best. Japanese Breakfast up ahead of that. Machinist. Japanese Breakfast is the stage name of Philadelphia musician Michelle Zauner. And the track is off her 2017 album Soft Sounds from Another Planet. Tour starts here in Boston Monday, April 1st at Royale. Oh, it's going to be good. Robert Ellis. My goodness, so much good music coming here. There You Are is the name of the track I played for you off his great new album, Texas Piano Man, released February 14th of this year. His tour brings him to Great Ska in Boston Sunday. This coming Sunday, March 31st. The Devil's Twins do an Empty Cup. Fantastic one from Boston's best noir punk rockers. 2015 album is called Consequences, which is what Empty Cup came off of. They are at Great Scott Saturday, March 30th. That is tomorrow. And Vundabar, Big Funny, great one from the Boston band's 2018 album, Smell Smoke, at Paradise Rock Club tonight, Friday, March 29th. That is sold out. You can still get in if you want to. There's always a way. All these bands are great. They're all on tour to make our lives better. So go out and support them. Give them money. Help give them gas to get them where they're going next, to make other people happy. That's how the world works, my friends. All right, it's top of the hour. Which can mean only one thing. It's time for the WMFO Music Savage Show Song of the Week. I listen to a lot of music every week, listening for that gem that I can play for you and post on Music Savage. You can head over to MusicSavage.com to check out all of my songs of the week and just to check out the site itself. This is the brand new one. It's from Diane Coffey. We are big fans of Diane Coffey. We have a second single from his upcoming third album, Internet Arms, which is out April 19th on Poly Vinyl Records. His tour starts April 24th in Chicago. He's going to be here in Boston area Wednesday, May 15th at Sonia in Cambridge. Here is the song of the week for you fine people from Diane Coffey, WMFO. That's a great one from a Liverpool band called Hers, paying tribute to the band who, unfortunately, we learned were killed in a road accident early Wednesday morning on tour. They were on their way to a show in California, and they were hit by another driver, and both members of the Liverpool band Hers were killed, as well as their tour manager. It's a very sad day for the music world. That song right there, If You Know What's Right, was taken off of their just-released debut album, Invitation to Hers. And it's a great album, again, it's called Invitation to Hers. It's out now on Heist or Hit. Again, both members were killed on their way to a gig in California. They had just played South by Southwest a few weeks ago and made a big splash there. They were up and coming, and this is very tragic. So our condolences to the Heist or Hit family and to their friends and family of the Liverpool band and to all their fans. Up ahead of that, Neon Indian, Polish Girl, favorite of mine from the band's sophomore album, Era Extrania. It was released in 2011. Tame Impala doing Patience, fantastic new single from Kevin Parker's project Tame Impala. It's the first new music since his 2015 album Currents. The world tour starts April 13th at Coachella, and he's going to be here with his band May 25th for Boston Calling. Foxygen up ahead of that, Face the Facts, second single off the LA-based duo's new album Seeing Other People, which is out April 26th on Jaguar Records. And on Diane Coffey, who was a member of Foxygen back in the day. He was the drummer. Diane Coffey is the stage persona, or I guess just the other persona of the excellent musician Sean Fleming. His second single is called Like a Child Does, and that was the WMFO A Music Savage Show Song of the Week. The new album, Internet Arms, is out April 19th on Polyvinyl Records. The tour starts April 24th in Chicago, and he's going to be here in the Boston area Wednesday, May 15th at Sonia in Cambridge. The word on the street is that his live show is glam-tastic. It's something that I think that you should, again, add to your calendar, making your to-do list for music, live music, very, very long, but it's going to be worth it, so just add this one to your calendar. May 15th, Sonia, Cambridge, Diane Coffey. If you want to hear the song of the week again, head over to Music Savage and check it out. It's New Music Friday, so let's get into a couple of songs from a few albums out today, including this great one from Lion Babe, Music Savage Show.
Let's go.
Everybody's moving through the way.
like violins. Music begins, starts to swell, and I can tell that pretty soon we're gonna be in tune. Our hearts will be in perfect harmony. Symphony. Got my heart beat like a timpani. The boom.
Moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the shelterpetproject.org.
Devil may care when the devil makes his rounds. that makes me who I am. Will they love me now?
Music right there from Oslo, Norway band Wet Dreams. That one's called Bad Boy. That rock and roller is off of their debut self-titled album, which is out today via Black Pop Records. I love everything about that. The Strumbellas up out of that, Salvation. That was a big anthem, wasn't it? First single released from the Canadian band's fourth album, Rattlesnake, out today on Glass Note Records. The tour kicks off here in Boston Wednesday, May 1st at the House of Blues. Sunvolt up out of that, Devil May Care, off their ninth studio album, Union, out today via Transmit Sound. Their tour starts April 18th here at the Paradise. No, wait. Let me think about this for a second. I may have that wrong. It starts April 18th, but they're not going to be here that day. They're going to be here May 2nd at the Paradise. I'm sorry. May 2nd, Paradise Sunvolt. Their new album is out right now, today, New Music Friday Union. Marvin Gaye up out of that, Symphony. That wonderful song is off of his never-released 1972 album, You're the Man, which is finally seeing the light of day today, March 29th. So, so good. That is all the tracks have been remastered and remixed and given new life. All of these songs that had barely seen the light of day. Some of them were singles off of this album. They were supposed to go on to his upcoming album in 1972, but we all know the tragic story of Marvin Gaye. This album, again, it's out today, remastered, remixed. You're the Man, never released 1972 album, out today. And I played you a great one called Symphony. It's released today, which is 4 days before he would have been 80 years old. Happy birthday to Marvin Gaye. Lion Babe up out of that. The Wave, dancey single off of the New York duo's sophomore album, Cosmic Wind, out today via their own label, Lion Babe Music. New Music Friday is the best. All these albums are out today. Buy them. Support these artists. They exist to spread the word of their music to us to make our lives better. So make their lives better. All right, I can't believe it's the last set of the show. It's the Hot Take set every Friday, 4 p.m. Boston time. The three of us put out a post called Hot Takes, which is our favorite videos and songs that were sent to us throughout the week. One of my favorite pop musicians at the moment is Sigrid. You probably all know this. I've been playing her for quite a while now on the Music Savage Show. Her debut album, Sucker Punch, is out now. She's finally announced a U.S. tour, which kicks off September 15th in Nashville, and she's going to be here in Boston Saturday, September 21st at the Paradise. I've been hoping and waiting for a Sigrid U.S. tour since I started playing her a couple of years ago, and it's finally happened, and she just released a new video for Don't Feel Like Crying, which you'll find on Hot Takes, and here is the song, Music Savage Show.
What you do? I know I should be holding my feelings, staring at the ceiling, but here's the truth. Wallowing in it would be such a
silly sandbox. Stupid scarecrow. Oh, jack-o'-lantern, chupacabra. Sick menorah, candelabra. I'll toss you a bone. I heard you liked your little crate. I think I'm winning this debate. We'll be right back.
Well, you know what the sound of Daft Punk means. Taking you around the world and back in music and song. And touchdown back here in Boston. 91.5 FM. WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Serving all of Boston and the Boston area. And the whole wide world at WMFO.org. You just heard great new single from Shovels and Rope. Lordy, I love me some Shovels and Rope. That one's called I'm Coming Out. And the new single is off of the South Carolina duo's highly anticipated album, By Blood, out April 12th via Dual Tone. Still waiting on word for a tour soon, I imagine. Sloth Rust up ahead of that. Peach, great single from the LA-based band's fourth album, The Pact, which is out now. They just released a new video, and it's great. They're on tour, and they're going to be in Cambridge June 23rd at the Sinclair. And that's the last show of their tour. So go out and support them. That's going to be a good show. June 23rd, Sinclair in Cambridge, Sloth Rust. Middle Kids up at that. Brand new music from Middle Kids, Real Thing. First single off the Australian trio's upcoming EP, New Songs for Old Problems. That is a fantastic title. New Songs for Old Problems. It's out May 24th on Domino. Tour starts May 15th in Vancouver, and they're going to be here in Boston for two nights. And they're both going to sell out. Thursday, May 30th and Friday, May 31st at Paradise. And kicking off the set with Sigrid, Don't Feel Like Crying, latest single from the Norwegian musician's fantastic debut album, Sucker Punch, out now on Island Records. She just released a new video for that song this week. Tour kicks off September 15th in Nashville. First U.S. headlining tour. And she's going to be here in Boston Saturday, September 21st at Paradise. So make sure you get your dancing boots ready for that one. Thank you so much for listening, whether it was these past 2 hours or in the future for those past 2 hours. It's been a pleasure keeping you company with music. It's my favorite thing to do, playing this music for all of you wonderful people here on the Music Savage Show. Join me next Friday. Next Friday is the Music Savage Show's third anniversary. Third anniversary. I've been doing this for 3 years. I can't believe it. I'm excited about it. So next Friday is the Music Savage Show birthday show, dedicated to all of you. Go out and see live music. There's so much coming this week. Buy new music. It's New Music Friday. Support your local arts. Support your local artists. Come back to me next Friday for another Music Savage Show. And be good to each other this week. Be kind. I want all of you to go see your friends, call your family, tell them you love them. We need more of that in this world. It's up to you. It's up to me. It's up to Kaylee Ford, who's up next. Backspace, one of my favorite shows here on WMFO. So stay tuned for that. It's Ryan D signing off. See you next week, kids.